Jack, we saw some wrinkles in the alignment personnel you have out there. You put Brandon Marshall, you had four backers at some point. Is that because Brandon Marshall needs to stay on the field?
No, we just try and utilize the guys we have. You know, we'll mix it up as we go through the year. Different teams, different schemes, different thoughts, and we'll utilize the guys we have. We want to keep guys engaged, and you know, we've shown over the 3 years that I've been here that we'll mix and get people involved.
What is Vaughn doing differently today than he was week one? Is he faster?
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, he's just gotten in better shape. He's, you know, recovered from a pretty significant injury. And I think, you know, each day back, each week back, you know, it adds to the explosiveness and the strength and his timing and all those things. So he's getting better and better as the year goes on. And obviously, you know, he and Chris both came back from very significant injuries, and they're both doing a nice job, you know, kind of working their way back.
Chris said he isn't 100% yet. He's close. What about him on the mental side makes him so good at that position?
Chris is just so competitive. You know, he's wired in. It's very important to him. You know, he's ultra competitive in everything he does, and part of that's preparation. You know, he really understands what's coming. You know, the formations and splits and receiver locations and what they do with different guys. He's all over it. He's working hard at that part, and that helps him perform on the field.
Does that slow the game down like it does for a quarterback when they understand what a defense is doing, when a corner can recognize formations?
Yeah, for each position, you know, with experience and with, you know, applying yourself like that into the preparation, you know, part of it, you know, you can gain an advantage. And Chris has done that, you know, the entire time I've been with him here. He's been one of those guys that really works hard at it, understands, you know, what he's seeing. He can process the information, and then he can recall on Sundays and apply it.
As a fellow defensive coordinator, I mean, Rex Ryan cut his teeth as a DC. What makes him different than most? What do you notice about his defense?
It's probably the executive workouts he takes on Wednesday and Thursday night that he and I shared. We had shared a common wall in Baltimore. We were on the same staff, and so we'd go down and we spent a lot of time with those saunas, and and that's where a lot of the real great ideas were. You know, kind of that's where they were born. So he's doing a good job, though. Rex, a buddy of mine, a darn good coach, and you know, we've been a part of great defenses for a long time in this league.
One sauna for the road.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're kind of reverse. I mean, you spend most weeks getting ready for people to throw the ball 45 times. So they're not really that kind of offense, are they?
Well, they do a good job running, and they'll run if you let them. And they're pretty good at it. You know, they've got good design. They've got good backs. I think Ivory really runs hard. They've got big offensive linemen, and they've got good design with it. So, yeah, that's a challenge for us to make sure that we don't let them, you know, do what they're most comfortable doing, which is pounding people. So, you know, we've got a plan. We want to make sure we're taking care of our responsibility with that. And I think, you know, all defenses would like to make the offense one-dimensional and then get them off the field. So, you know, that'll be the challenge for us.
Coach, we talked to a couple of your DBs yesterday. They seemed to put last Sunday, kind of put it away in a folder and said, yeah, it was a good defensive effort, but we can get better. That seems to be the pervasive attitude for the whole defense. You guys don't loom on a game, whether it be good or bad, and they keep saying we can get better. Is the sky the limit with the defense this year?
Well, I'm not really worried about where the limit is. We're just pushing every day. You know, we know that there are things that we've got to do better as we grow throughout the season. You know, you don't want to get too caught up in praise when it's good, and you don't want to get too beat down with criticism when it's not good. You know, we know there are things that we have to do better as a unit, and we're working hard on it. You know, we feel like we've got a good combination of scheme and personnel, and we're just working hard to get on the same page so that we can play fast and more effectively.
Jack, last week was the first chance you had your full defense that you were so excited about in the offseason. How did you think Danny did in his first foray back on the field?
It was good after, you know, being off for a month. You know, a little bit of rust, but Danny's a great football player, you know, an important part of what we're doing, and to get him back definitely gave us a lift.
Obviously, DeMarcus has helped on the field, but how does he make guys better leadership-wise and meeting room?
Well, I think, you know, with DeMarcus, it came with, you know, him getting here in the off season and have an instant credibility. You know, the way he approached it, come in here and be a good teammate, learn his role, but, you know, provide some of that veteran experience and some of the knowledge that he has as a pass rusher in particular, you know, where he's got a lot of production over the years, and to be able to share some of that wisdom with some of the younger guys has been valuable.
Was that experience and leadership helpful, especially after losing the champ?
For me, I feel more like replacing what we had with Elvis. I think Elvis provided some of that for our rush group. I think DeMarcus brings that element, a little bigger version of it, but you know, that element of a guy that knows what he's doing, that's a productive pass rusher.